time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Hey, thanks for checking in. We're live in Vegas, Mitch and Paul. VSiN Studio, South Point Sportsbook. Bruce Marshall's best soccer bets coming up in about 5 minutes. Mike Palm, Circus Sports in studio, bottom of the hour. So you've probably seen that gas pump video yet. We played it on the air on this show yesterday, a little bit today. This woman who's trying to put gas in her tank in the minivan, and she circles around like three or four times thinking that the gas, it's going to change sides on the vehicle. She can't figure it out. I said on the air an hour and a half ago, I bet other videos exist of people doing the same thing. Well, Ken here behind the scenes made it a duty to go and find some videos here. You're not going to believe. This is a real treat. I'm telling you, some of this stuff, it'll take the cake on what you saw yesterday. Guys, just fire away. Now, look at this one here. This is an older woman. This is not in, look, so she's on the right side with a steering wheel. Okay, so not in America. But the driving, the reversing pulls right back up to the right side. This happens so many times. People are walking in and out of the gas station. There's a car eventually that comes around from the backside. Look at this here. Let me do it again. I'll reverse. And she gets out, checks. Wait a second here. This is so baffling to me. I don't get it. How? Why? Now, here comes the...
Why?
Yep. Here comes another small car.
Now, where'd she go? She, like, disappeared out of the view of the camera. And came.
Right.
Same thing. Exact same thing.
Does it again. So, four times overall. And then I think finally here after this one, the person in the black car is probably thinking to myself, what do I have here? And she runs up to pay for something. And then finally, she's forced to pull in this way, gets out. Ah, there it is. Hey, I finally found it. Where were you hiding this whole time?
Yep.
Now, this one might take the cake. And so you're going to be asking yourself why, right? She no matter what here, she cannot find the gas tank. Has no idea where the pump is supposed to go. Look at her. She's squinting. She's getting close to the car. Where are you at, huh?
Look at this goofy glasses, too.
Uh-huh. She eventually starts poking and prodding around with her hand. Like, it's got to be around here somewhere, right? Okay. Has no idea. Totally clueless. Problem? It's a Tesla.
I mean, the guy is just dying with the filming this behind.
Oh, absolutely.
Dying. Hysterical.
How do you not?
Yeah. Look at now. Look at this. Look it in.
Yeah. Huh? Like, sorry. I got
to... Like a hand's going to come out.
That was like you pre-LASIK watching a game. What's the score?
Oh, it was bad. 2,300.
Yeah. Opens up the... Look at
this. Oh, no, she pops the trunk.
Might be in the trunk.
She pops the
trunk. Had to have been a mistake, right? Like, she wasn't popping the trunk on purpose. She has no idea what that button was for. She cannot for the life of her figure out where the gas tank is on the Tesla.
It might be in the trunk, Mitch.
Sure.
Just got to check.
I need the whole backstory.
Oh, so do I.
I mean, how does this... Is it her car? Is it a friend's? Is it the... Why would she pull over and try to fill it up?
The whole thing.
And then
terrific.
And then the Humanitarian of the Year award goes to the guy. Now she's bringing out the phone.
It's on the phone.
Yeah.
Hey, where's the tank out of the car?
Someone comes out and breaks the news to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she starts laughing about realize what's going on. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Welcome in.
Yeah.
Welcome in, folks. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch Feast on the Sports Betting Network.
So we're talking about this gas pump video.
I could do this all day.
And the woman couldn't figure it out in a Tesla. Yeah, the guy comes out, breaks the news to her. Hey, sorry to tell you, but, you know, there's no gas. What would make a person driving a Tesla think they have to pull into a gas station to fill up? Like, what's the indicator there? Does it say low battery, time to charge?
Here he comes.
Yep.
I just gotta tell you what you're driving here. Ken's crushing it the last 2 weeks, putting the golf up,
mm-hmm.
Great videos, finding this.
She is somebody's neighbor.
It's the internet.
What'd you find on Google Images? Did you find anything? With driving off?
Oh, with the hoses?
With the hose in the car? In the tank?
We found Matt Santos downstairs.
The thing's tipped over.
I told you.
Cop car.
Sheriff. No, a cop. Well.
Oh.
Look at the snake.
Gold.
The snake on the side.
It's gold, Jerry. Well, it's gold.
What, so the cops got to pull the guy over to say, hey, look what you did, dummy?
Probably.
Oh, look at this one. These are unbelievable.
The whole thing.
Another cop.
Wait a second.
No. That's three cop cars already. Look at this. What is that, a shell? The thing's tipped over.
Okay, that's not the breakaway one, I guess, huh?
Oh.
There's a breakaway.
Well.
Yeah, you're right.
I can
two
say,
on the sheriff's.
I can say something vehicles. About the cops. Right? This is,
Oh. Amazing. It's all real. The whole thing. The
can you imagine that convo? Hey, you know why I pulled you over?
No, I have no idea. Step out of the car.
65 and a 60. I was only doing 60. I don't know.
I don't get it. I use my blinker. Well, could you please? I got to show you. Yeah. Okay.
Excellent work. Excellent work. Look at that,
that
one.
That one's incredible.
Like they shell.
Yeah.
It's coming over like it was a hurricane.
Yes.
Drove right over.
Category 7.
Nothing left of it almost.
Oh, boy.
Timber! Oh, we need to laugh now, huh?
Yeah.
Well, right, Mitch?
So good.
Get a laugh.
All right.
Brucey.
Yep.
Brucey with a plus 245 cash on the draw in the Barcelona. And he also he had Sevilla ice cream. And he had Wigan.
Wigan was a good one.
So Bruce turned a profit yesterday.
Yep.
But it's certainly with a plus 245 and a plus 180. Giddy up.
Yep. And he joins us now here in Follow the Money. Bruce, good morning.
Hey, Mitch, would you believe that lady driving around was a politician, perhaps?
I would. I would believe today in 2020, Bruce, I believe everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
There you go.
That's fair. Let's start with your top play. Why don't we do that? And let's go to the Championship League. And this one makes a lot of sense, as Huddersfield's in horrible form.
Huddersfield's going down, I think, Paulie. And, you know, this is reflective and reminiscent of what's happened to Sunderland a couple of years ago. By the way, Netflix, this show, Sunderland Till I Die, so I watched that. I mean, it's they went run two seasons of it, and they chronicled Sunderland's first season trying to get back in the Prem after it dropped, but then it dropped again. It turned into a lot more compelling presentation than the producers even thought. Anyway, Huddersfield is this year's Sunderland from a couple of years ago. They're going to drop 2 years in a row, I think. Mm. Last year they were so outclassed in the Prem. They were buried on the bottom, only 15 points all season. They got outscored by 52 goals. They were a minus 52 last year. So they were bad. They would have been struggling in the championship last year. So now they get knocked down a rung this year, and they're still struggling. They are now into the drop zone. Real problems there for Huddersfield right now. Birmingham is struggling a bit too, but at least it's getting some results and is at home, for whatever that means, with no fans right now. But they've got a lot more going for them than Huddersfield. And you've got a decent price here on Birmingham to win this thing outright. And they did score three goals. They even got a draw out of it against Hull the last time out. But I think Birmingham City really is the spot today. That's a good price, and I'm just going against Huddersfield until further notice.
Sure, sounds good. Is this a play on Forest or against Bristol City?
A little bit of both. Forest and City is really struggling right now. Our Bristol City is seven straight without a win. This goes back before the break. They've come back very slow. After the restart here, lost twice. So they're kind of dropping out of playoff contention right now. Forest right now is in a playoff spot, a very good win last time out for Nottingham. That was against Huddersfield, by the way. Lewis Graben, those people who have watched that Sunderland show, he was their top striker. He left at the transfer window midway in that first season of the show. He's one of the best strikers in the championship, and he has been for years. I'm up to 19 goals this season, so they've got a real cutting edge at Forest right now. They're going to be a playoff side, I think, and Crystal is just going the absolute wrong way. So Forest here, and it's not a bad price there either for Forest. So that's the way we'll look at the City Ground.
All right, and now one other match. How about Derby County?
Yeah, right now, Preston North End is struggling right now, and Derby has come back very nice out of the lockdown here and has won a couple in a row. They will be minus Tom Lawrence later today after a little fight he had after the last game. But Darby is really in a nice run right now. They've picked up 3 points in four straight back before the lockdown here, and Preston is really, really struggling right now. Falling down to seventh right now. Actually, these teams are both level on 57 points. That's 4 points off of a playoff spot right now. But Preston is heading in the wrong direction. 5 straight matches in the championship without a win. So, Darby, worth a look here today in this one, and a really nice price for the Rams here. You're getting nearly a 2-1 on the win there. I would look at Darby to continue recent form here.
Okay. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch, Visa and the Sports Betting Network. Bruce Marshall, our guest, editor of the Gold Sheet, talking soccer. How about the Prem? 4 matches, and you're going with 2 home sides.
Yeah, we're going with Everton here. You know, Leicester has really come out of the break slow.
Yep.
They're just not scoring any goals here. Where's Jamie Vardy to be found? And these are some matches where Leicester, you know, thought it was going to be able to win against some of these sides, you know, that are struggling for in the drop zone, like Watford and Brighton. They can't score a goal right now, and we see that across the board of many leagues here. Some of these that have restarted, some of the sides really are struggling. Everton has played pretty darn well out of the a break. Don't forget. Everton, we talked about good goalies here. Jordan Pickford, I mean, he's England's goalie. He has been, he's kept a couple clean sheets in a row. He gives Everton a shot every time out. You've got Pickford in goal. You've got Leicester really struggling to score. I think this is another pretty good price here. I got a couple good prices here just on straight wins. And at Goodison Park, Everton, I think, has a look here. And they've also been unbeaten 8 straight here at home. No fans, I know, but they do play well on their pitch. So how about Everton? Nice price against Leicester.
We got a couple tweets on this. Isn't that an under with the 2.5 with the way Leicester's going?
It could be. I mean, because Leicester's not scoring, and Pickford is so good in goal. I think they'd strain to get to 2.5. So yeah, I could see that one as well. This looks like a 1-0 sort of a matchup to me. So would not argue with that. But that's a really better price though on the side. But I can't argue with the under either.
How about Bournemouth and Newcastle?
Now, Bournemouth's got some problems right now. Callum Wilson, their top striker here, suspended for this game. And Bournemouth has now fallen into the bottom three on goal difference here. Where's that swashbuckling side we saw from Bournemouth a couple of years ago? They haven't really been that this year, and they are in some trouble. But I have a feeling back at home, even though with no fans, they might be worth a look again at a decent price here today. Newcastle, because Newcastle has now moved away from the drop zone, they're 12 points in the clear. I could see them taking the foot off the pedal a little bit. Steve Bruce generated no effort from his side against Man City in the FA Cup over the weekend. Very poor effort there. And I think there might be a little carry through. Newcastle is one of these sides right now that I think might lose some of its edge down the stretch here because they're safe. And Bournemouth ought to be desperate here. Sometimes teams really circle the wagons when their top striker is out. And I think for a one-shot deal, short-term, they can overcome it. I'm going to give Bournemouth a shot here. Another decent price here in England.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, our guest, Bruce Marshall, going over his best bets today in soccer. Do you have anything in Serie A or La Liga that you like?
Yeah, I'll throw a draw out there today. Athletic Bilbao is at Valencia today. Valencia, again, a good draw price here. Valencia has struggled here and struggled so much. They just dropped their coach here. Albert Saletis got dumped after the latest weak effort by Valencia. A couple losses in a row. The offense is really sputtering here. They are tough to beat at home, but the draw, though, is certainly a possibility. Bilbao is playing pretty darn well. They've only lost once since the restart, and that was a pretty gallant effort at Barcelona. They're scoring goals each time out. Raul Garcia, he's turned into a pretty good goal-scoring force for the Basque flagship side here, and I think they can go to the Mestalla and keep this thing close. Playing a correct score, 1-1 looks interesting here, but this is my draw pick of the day. Valencia and Athletic Bilbao draw price there looks good.
Okay. And I'm how about in I'm getting confused now. Serie A or La Liga? Yeah. La Liga. No, I a side and a total. I'm with you on AC Milan. They're $1.80 at the Westgate and $1.60 at DraftKings. If I'm pronouncing it correctly, Spal. The season's almost over. They have 18 points.
Spal's going down. They're going to be Serie B next year, and so they're not firing here since the return. They're bottom of the table right now. Listen, Milan is playing is pretty well right now, and I think they're in a position where they might be able to move into a Europa League spot. Spal is not able to do much here. Nice win over Roma last time out for Milan. They scored 6 goals in their last 2. And Ante Rebic, the Croatian forward, has really turned into a nice goal-scoring force. So, yeah, I'll lay the goal here with the AC Milan
and take
my chances. I just think Spal is going nowhere.
Okay. And that where's that price?
Looks like minus
105.
Yeah, there you go.
And one total in Serie A you have, over 2.5, please.
I could see that Lecce and Samp match going over. Now, these teams are both losing, and it's sort of a relegation battle. Lecce hasn't played all that. Now, that scoreline looked worse against Juve on the weekend, but that was it took Juve about an hour to score. And that game was 0-0 well into the second half, and then the floodgates opened late. But they've been giving up some goals here, though, before the break. 7 to Atalanta. Talking about Lecce, 4 to AC Milan, 4 to Juve. So the defense isn't there. Sampdoria has been leaking goals as well. So if you're looking at 2.5 here, Sampdoria has gotten, the 6 straight games in all competitions back to before the break have featured 3 goals or more. So I think this one is probably an over. What could be kind of an exciting game in Syria.
Very good. A lot of picks. Good luck today, yes. Bruce. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys.
Talk tomorrow.
Yep. I'm looking at over 2.5 in that match, by the way, about $1.35 at the Westgate.
Yeah, that I think the viewers are right. That Everton Leicester under 2.5 minus 130. That should be cagey.
Play. Yeah.
Hopefully 0-0 at the half as well.
Well, he likes Birmingham a lot against Huddersfield, and it makes a lot of sense. I mean, he broke it down right there for you about Huddersfield.
To get relegated back-to-back years?
Oh, wow.
Impossible.
Whew. 3 straight losses by 2 goals, and 12 of their 19 losses on the year have been by 2-plus goals. Trainwreck City. Birmingham, 6 draws over the previous 8 matches.
So many bad clubs.
Really bad.
And so many teams in poor form. West Ham, since New Year's, 1 win, 8 losses, 2 draws. Norwich, since December, 2 points on the road. 2 out of a possible 24. Bournemouth, 3 wins, last 20 EPL matches. Spal, 5 straight losses, 0-7-2 run at home. At home. Milan's beat them 6 in a row. Oh. Do with that what you want. Bristol City, winless in their last 7. Scored exactly 1 goal in their last 5 matches. Huddersfield, dreadful. Embarrassing. He likes the Valencia draw, and he also likes Granada under 2 goals. They also gave up, but I mean this. And I tell you, the Championship League's intriguing. Some bad clubs. A lot really high on Wigan. How well they're playing. Fade Stoke. Fade QPR until they can show a pulse. A lot of go-against teams in the Championship.
Chelsea's up to $2 away, it looks.
Huddersfield, fade Huddersfield.
Yeah, Chelsea was $1.80, $1.90 last night.
They'll take money.
Yeah, that's going to go up today.
There'll be a lot of Chelsea-Arsenal parlays, rest assured.
For sure. In 15 minutes, Mike Palm's going to join us in studio from Circus Sports in the D, downtown Las Vegas. Paulie has a rundown of yesterday's betting action, bad beats, and the line moves with Win Some, Lose Some coming up next. If you miss any of Bruce's picks, Nigel's picks in the soccer world, Indy Jeff on soccer, sign up for VSiN Plus for the daily email. Summary of picks from guests on all of the shows here on VSiN. You can get it at vsin.com/subscribe. Time now for Win Lose.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
There was a bad beat yesterday. Reading, Brentford under 2.5. A goal in the 90th minute. Brentford wins 3-0. That was ice cream. More on that coming up. Win Some, how about this? How about what happened to Leeds? Come on. You're at home. You're in first place late in the season. You're playing the second worst team. And you draw? And they were down in the second half, 1-1. Draw was 5-1, Leeds-Luton. And I saw Luton as high as, I think, 12-1 to win the match. Well, they led, like, in the 60th minute.
I know Leeds was, like, 425 or 450 in some spots.
Jeez. Yeah. And we'll tweet out. Maybe Kelly has. I want to show that ticket, too. Speaking of the devil, coming up with that as well. Bad for the books. Man U, $1.30 up to $2. Shut out Brighton, 3-0. Juventus, $2 up to $3. They won 3-1. Scoreless at the half, by the way. Brentford, 130 up to 175, 3-0. Lazio, over 2.5, 110 up to 150. They won 2-1. There was a goal 5 minutes in. And it gets there. Win Some, HBO, and Larry David. This is a great tweet. They're coming back, 11th season, and Larry said, you know, just give me the cancellation I deserve. Come on. What are we doing? Look at that. Believe me, I'm as upset about this as you are. One day I can only hope that HBO will come to their senses and give me the cancellation I so richly deserve.
I wonder if they're going to keep going down that path. This year they brought in a lot of like A-list celebrities to be on the show, right? Vince Vaughn played a part. I thought he was good.
Yep.
Mila Kunis was in it, owning the jewelry store. Clive Owen, I thought was pretty solid. I know I'm missing others as well, but I like that angle. John Hamm was great.
Yeah.
John Hamm was absolutely fantastic last year on Curb.
Another one. Joe Osborne, Odd Sharks. Ozark coming back for the fourth and final season, and it'll be a longer season. I disagree with his tweet about how good the season is. The first season was great. Second season, not bad. The Ben Carrier, and also Better Call Saul, is the most overrated show on television.
Well, that said, I actually liked this past season of Better Call Saul more than I liked Ozark. Again, the brother Ben character just was awful. I can't even believe they went that path.
Yep. And one dog video. Matt Pauly does Vegas on Instagram. This is your training partner, Mitch. I wish my dog did this. Maybe I think I'd do some push-ups in the house. Down?
You can't do a push-up.
Back up. Down? Back up. Look at his face. Down. I got it. No problem. I got it. Huh? Back up. He's great. Excellent. That's win-lose. Kelly, do you have that parlay from yesterday we discussed for 90,000? Can you dig that up? Because I hope that guy took the cash out. Well, not that it's over, but Leeds, you're in first place with a 3-point lead and you got one of the worst teams coming to your place and you get the draw,
right?
So now, as Nigel said, you know, the West Brom, that's a big match for West Brom coming up. He already has Liverpool to win the title in the Premier League, winner Man City to win the FA Cup, they're in the semis and the favorites, and then it was Leeds to win the championship, and it was 1,000 to win 91,000, And before yesterday, the cash out was 39,000.
Right.
I hope he took it.
And today, I'm guessing because of that draw, 39 is probably gone. I'm going to guess it's smaller than that. Oh, people always argue this, though, too. When our former buddy Dave Malinsky would say, I'm never going to hedge, ever. You made the bet for a reason. You thought you had an edge. You thought you had...
Well, Nigel says hedging's for Gardner.
I know.
So there it is. Yeah. Look at the ticket. That's your big boy.
Liverpool at 9-4 to win.
Well, you don't have to. Well, it's not even hedging. I mean, it's like it's a cash. Just hit the cash out button.
Sure.
Walk away with a winner.
You're a winner.
That's a huge win.
It is. Liverpool move from 9-4. I think probably within a couple. John Brown on the case. There you go. John Brown's been great at making these graphs for us. VSiN Live on Instagram.
The books that
to see the odds during
their,
the season
with their pants down.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that escalated quickly.
It did.
That's like wait a second. All of a sudden, they're up like 9 points. Uh-huh. And They've gone through a tough part of the schedule. And I know what happened here. They were slow to react at the South Point, and some people took advantage. And I hope they paid out the people that won. A great job by the Westgate to do it. I mean, come on, it's over.
It's over.
Pay the Liverpool tickets. I hope everyone's doing that.
Well, at last check, our buddy had not been paid yet.
What?
Get him $1.20. That was earlier this week, I think.
Oh, God. They clinched last week.
I'll re-examine that today.
They probably don't even last know week. Here. I mean,
let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mike Palm, VP of the D Downtown Las Vegas Circus Sports next. A lot to go over with him coming up here on the program. Back on the program, follow the money here. Happy Canada Day to our friends north of the border. Love you.
Got it.
Been there many, many times. Mitch
we
Moss,
need
Paulie
you,
Howard.
Canada. We need you big time. Thank you, Toronto and Edmonton.
Stepping their game up.
Yeah.
NHL world. Mike Palm joins the program now. He loves Canada. He is the VP of the D in downtown Las Vegas, Circus Sports as well. How are you, pal?
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Big day. Exciting day. The first of the month. A lot going on here. Good morning, obviously, to Canada. Yeah, we're going to need them more than ever for the NHL here. Beautiful, beautiful country. Let's start with Colorado. We launched this morning in Colorado. Circus Sports first foray out of downtown Las Vegas with our Circus Sports app. Partnership with Century Casinos in Colorado. And that'll launch at 10 Mountain Time, 9 a.m. Pacific. So we're very excited.
Has everything been smooth sailing so far?
Yeah, everything has been, you know, working with the Colorado Gaming Board has been very good. In fact, Mike Van Erman served in an advisory capacity. He's our
good kid.
Strategic Operations Manager.
Oh, nice title.
One of the program Derek has with all the interns that come in, the college graduates, and do a management training program from 5 or 6 years ago, who's found his way into the sports book and has really spearheaded our efforts to get into other jurisdictions. So it's been good working with them. This is obviously going to be different. It's only mobile. There's no brick and mortar. Even at the Century Casinos, there's no brick and mortar location. So it's remote registration and remote funding. So it'll be very interesting. People can download their app at 10 a.m. And then you register yourself, right? You take a picture and put your driver's license, all your info in, you're verified, and then you load the app and start betting. So I'm very interested to watch as the day goes on how many accounts are signing up, the amounts of deposits, and the amounts of bets we're taking.
Yeah, a bigger question about has it been smooth sailing since you guys started? And if you have, what'd you think of the Korean baseball BetMGM scandal?
Ooh.
Yeah,
well, I guess when you're betting into the fifth and sixth inning, that pass post into the fifth or sixth inning, it's pretty good. If a team's up 8-1, you get them at +110 or under 11 when it's 3-0 after five. That's quite an advantage. Obviously, there was a mistake in the software. Look, it happens. What happens is you have to post what the game times are. So the system doesn't take the games off the board until it's game time. That's just like when a game's late starting and it'll come off the board and you have to go up to the counter and say, hey, put the game back on the board.
Uh-huh.
It's been delayed and we want to still bet it. And then they'll manually go in and do that. So, I mean, it happens. It happened with us during college basketball in that you know, they put the times in the computer, but these college basketball tournaments sort of get off schedule, right? So games can start earlier, like as it goes 30 minutes after the first game. Well, if the first game gets over in an hour 45, it can go early. So we had a situation where two guys made a first half bet with 2 minutes left in the first half because the game wasn't off the board. And I thought Matt Metcalf handled it beautifully. He said, look, we'll pay you this time. Next time you do it, you're done. You're barred. So he called both of them up and had a conversation with the two guys that had done that.
So, okay, so it wasn't automatically, we'll pay you, but you're banned? He gave him a second chance?
He gave him a second chance. Okay. He did. So, and called him and personally spoke to both of them. So it wasn't an email. It wasn't anything like that. So, I mean, it happens. There's system errors and things go wrong. You try to prevent it, but, you know, it's an interesting moral question, right, from a better standpoint. And I saw a lot of discussion on it on Twitter, online yesterday, and about, you know, justifying it because all the books do this and the books do that. I guess it's just a matter of your own conscience, what you feel is right.
Well, you know what you're doing when you...
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what you're
doing. If I'm that person, I'm not going to tweet out the photo of it.
Well, Jesus.
Come on, what are you doing there?
Come on. What? The game... But first pitch at 1 o'clock, the ticket says 2:30.
Yeah, it has the time on the ticket. But they also internally tweeted out a ticket of the big parlay too, and then took it down right away when they figured
that's
out.
Right.
But what did they say? They lost $250,000, and most of the bets were made from the kiosk at the Bellagio between 2 and 3 a.m. On Sunday morning. So
that was surprising to me, right? I had no idea that you can go to the betting kiosks at the Bellagio at 3 o'clock and make a bet. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that they were still open.
Yeah. So the kiosk should be open 24 hours. Like ours are open 20. I don't know here. But as long as the app's open, it's just working off the app. So you should be able to go to the kiosk and write the ticket.
Let me say something. You are a sharp guy. Now, you do your homework. You're the Portuguese assassin now with these soccer hunters in the Portugal La Liga. 1-0, 1-0. But you said, when did you talk about listing goalies in hockey? Which, a good article, and they talked to Chris Bennett, and Doug Kazarian wrote about it. I mean, who's to say we won't be, we got to be able to list star players of the way we're going here if we get sports back.
Yeah, Derek said back in the day he always wanted the sports book to list Barry Bonds. That was quite significant to the number, whether he'd be playing or not. I said this about goalies at the start of the last season, because we don't even know. You have to be at the arena, right, 20 minutes before the game to see who they trot out there to take the practice shots for these goalies. I mean, it's so significant because of the drop-offs. I think it's just as important as the starting pitcher. And obviously, these key players in soccer make a big difference to the line. And you're at this point in the year where there's a lot now, 6 or 7 games left. A lot of these games are meaningless. You know, the point of the Man City Liverpool, how's Liverpool going to treat the game, right? We don't know who's playing. You don't even know. That's why in-game betting is so good. And when William Hill was down yesterday, it was tough because, like, this Brighton game against Man United, you could tell that Man United, when they started putting the subs in at the 58th minute, you could go under 4.5 there pretty confidently, and they played the string out. They were going to rest everybody. I mean, they were just toying with them. Brighton looked totally disinterested. It was probably a wrong side there. Yep. But, it's very important. And we talk about integrity of the game. You know, the NFL, they make all these injury reports, and they follow to it, and the other sports need to start going along with that as well.
I'll say this about the NFL. Boy, oh, boy. Out here using West Coast time, right? Mm-hmm. At like 9:56, when you look at the board and some of the, like, we might have 5, 6, 7 guys that could be key to that game that, still game time decisions. We don't know if they're going to go or not.
Yeah, it's very important from a betting perspective. And look, the sports are growing based on betting interest. Let's not be naive about that. That's a big part of the growth of these sports as this becomes more mainstream.
I mean, God, imagine if we get there and you take
list quarterbacks.
You might have to, especially Mahomes to Henny, some of these big drop-offs, because everything can change in a span of 2 days with the virus.
Well,
who
at
could
least
be in and out?
At least let's start with the goalies in the NHL.
Yes, yeah.
Let's
right.
make that.
I'm step. With you.
That's a great point.
I'm with
and
you.
By the way, you could argue as important in some cases as the starting pitcher in Major League Baseball.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
These goalies in soccer, I'm beginning to understand, are quite important too. I mean, that Brighton yesterday was clown show.
Come on. How does
clown
that's
show.
What I said earlier. He challenged me on it, though.
Well, no, the first goal was atrocious. I said
bad.
That.
The second goal
was
wasn't his fault. It was deflected.
See,
I didn't
if you looked at it it from just the overhead view, you'd think he didn't move towards the ball, but it was because it was deflected in the corner. But now let's talk about that second goal.
It's offsides.
How about it was out of bounds?
Yeah, out of bounds, right?
And the EPL comes in with the ruling. Well, because it was more than 30 seconds, they had a chance to reset. Well, they wouldn't have had possession of the ball. It was out off of them.
That's right.
It would have been Brighton's ball. That should be reviewable.
I thought he bent the second goal like Beckham, so yeah. I missed that. I got to go back and watch it.
It was deflected almost right off his foot. Deflected.
Yeah. We'll get your best plays in the soccer world coming up next. Program Follow the Money, Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard. We continue here Wednesdays with Mikey, Mike Palm, Circus Sports, and the D downtown Las Vegas. In pocket plays that we have coming up for today, the golf tournament, maybe some soccer as well. I'm on like 5, 6, 7 golfers to win this thing. I'll get on matchups a little bit later on today.
Thank you for the playbook too, Mike. This is a real treat to get to do this every show now.
Well, it's big for Bill 80 with the email.
That
people can look for the email in the morning again. And I've been gone for like 4 months because of the scarcity of the sports. So, wherever I can help out.
Rocket Mortgage here. I have Webb Simpson, 14-1, Hovland, 24, Redmond, 50, the Boozenhoe Kid, 70. I don't know how to say his name.
Yeah.
Kitayama, 110.
Wow.
Siwoo Kim, 115, and Kazir. Seven guys. That's a lot. I don't normally bet seven guys, but Kazir, 175-1. Sprinkle it all like that. I have some soccer plays today as well. Birmingham City, I have them, and I'm taking West
Brom.
Yeah,
I like that. Yep. You're going West Brom, too?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm on them.
Damn. All right. That's a popular side. Milan, $1.70. Spal, horrific. Horror show. And they're awful at home. Milan's beat them 6 in a row. Tomorrow, I like City, even against Liverpool. I was talking with Mike during the break. I think Liverpool's in celebration mode, and rightfully so. Everton, Leicester, under 2.5, -130. West Brom, $1.27, and under 2.5, -$1.27, $1.30 range. And we're back. No hole in one, plus $1.15. Rocket Mortgage Classic. They took me out in 90 minutes last week. Love that bet, Mike. That's a lot of fun.
No fun bets. fun bets. Well,
anti-fun. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm on Villarreal in La Liga here. They're 4-0-1. It's 4-0-1 since they came back, and they've only surrendered two goals. That was in that ridiculous tie against Sevilla that wasn't on TV here that cost me the A-teamer.
Oh.
The other four games, they have shutout. Okay, 4 out of 5 games they've pitched shutouts today. And they're going against Betis that surrendered 9 goals since the restart. So I'll take them. Pick -120. So if they do draw, you don't lose the bet. I love this Leicester City Everton under. Both teams have only scored 1 goal since the restart. Leicester City in 3 games, Everton in 2 games. This game has 0-0 written all over it to me. I'm surprised this wasn't a flat 2, Paulie.
Yeah.
Really. And you see the juice in some places is up to 140. So that might be more than 5 units for me. And then how can we not go back to Portugal? I mean, I don't know. We got Gil Vicente and Sporting Lisbon here. Sporting Lisbon at home against Gil Vicente has not allowed a goal in their last 4 matches. So this has 2-0 written all over it as well. I don't want to lay the chalk with Sporting Lisbon. But we'll go under 2.5, 2 out of 3 games again. 5 out of the last 6 in the league have gone under. So we'll stick to it as a group 2 play.
Well, yeah, you're 2-0 so far with both 1-0.
Both 1-0.
Let's go. Portuguese pistol. How about that?
Yeah, Portuguese pistol. That's a great Portuguese. Yeah. Somebody said Pele on Twitter, but now we're learning it. We're learning. We're having some fun with it. So if we had access to bet the end game, we'll be really dangerous.
No kidding. No kidding.
Hey, can I run the sweep by you real quick?
Sure.
Las Vegas locally.
Mm-hmm.
They're breaking news like out here on a regular basis before like TV stations and newspapers. Tweeted this out yesterday. Vegas may go non-smoking for the first time in history this week. What have you heard?
It's very interesting. I don't know if it would be just Las Vegas or would it be the state of Nevada. I think that that would have to be a statewide ordinance, and it wouldn't just be a specific city or Clark County. Obviously, there's some challenges with the masks, and you know, look, we deal with it every day. Some people use the cigarette as the excuse or the drinking. Some just don't want to wear it, and then they have all these HIPAA excuses. So, I mean, obviously the goal is to keep everybody healthy, right?
How many arguments ensue? I mean, you have to call security?
No, I was told
by a G-man another place it's a big problem. He gets called all the time. People refuse to do it.
Yeah, it's a constant conversation. Oh. I wouldn't say it's an argument, but it's a constant conversation and a constant reminder about the mask. Because if somebody will get a bottle of water and then just not wear the mask. Well, I'm drinking. Well, now you're not drinking for 2 hours, right? I mean, mm-hmm. You just have to keep reminding people. A little bit easier in table games because we sort of got trained 2 weeks earlier, right? Where we had to continuously remind people, hey, you can't play without the mask on. So there's not as much resistance, but in other areas there is. So I know that the effort is to slow this and to keep people healthy. So we'll continue to work towards that.
Always questions from Mike Palm. We want to hear from you in the email, ftm@vsin.com or on Twitter. Number one, this is from Jim in Buffalo. Ask Mike how much they're going to charge to reserve the front row tables for NFL Sundays when the new sports book opens at Circa.
Yeah, good questions. We're working through the pricing model right now. And there's several iterations, and it's going to come out next Wednesday. So this Wednesday, the pool goes on sale.
Break that down. That's another question we had.
Yeah, the pool.
Can you rent out the whole thing?
The pool inventory we're going to put up for sale this morning when you go to the website, and then the sports book, or maybe I'm reversing that. But anyhow, go to the website this morning and check it out, what we're going to do with it. What's interesting, no, it's the sports book this morning. So you get to see some of the initial pricing and the pool next Wednesday. You'll get to see some of the initial pricing for the sports book seating. So whether it's an NFL Sunday, a college football Saturday, March Madness, Super Bowl, you kind of work it out. I think in general, it's going to be a food and beverage minimum for those seats. Like, look at the stadium seats. Yeah. Now, not talking about boothing, but to rent one of those seats, looking at around on an NFL Sunday, around $100-$120 food and beverage minimum. But that's for the whole day if you're going to have
it. What a steal.
It's pretty reasonable.
Sure it is.
Obviously, when we get into March Madness and Super Bowl playoffs, it's a little different story. I think this will sell quickly.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's
CircaLasVegas.com.
You guys got the tour.
You came
down early Saturday morning. What'd you think?
My head was spinning. I don't know where to start.
You're off the fence now.
I can't.
Can I tell you this?
When what are you talking about?
Mike, we simply talked about the tour yesterday. We can't put any of the photos up until October.
Yeah.
But we showed the renderings on the TV portion here. So we talked about it. We showed the renderings. I had various people reach out to me from across the country and told me specifically, can't wait, book my flight already, have the hotel room secured for like March Madness and other dates throughout the year. Just by us talking about it and looking at the renderings.
Yeah, if you go to the website, the renderings are very impressive. To me on that tour, what hit me was that for the first time I was on the pool deck where there was water in some of the pools. Because, right, they're testing them now to make sure they don't leak. So that's the original before they finish them. So that kind of hit me because that's the first time I'd seen water in the pools. And then you guys got to go to the roof, to the lounge up there on the roof and see those views.
Yep.
Pretty spectacular. Somebody tweeted at me yesterday about how offensive it was. They went to book a room that we were charging $1,000 on New Year's Eve at Circa. Well, remember, the hotel's opening on the 28th. So it's really opening weekend. And maybe the offensive part is that we only charge $1,000 because the inventory sold out in an hour. You know what I mean? It's not just New Year's Eve anywhere. It's the New Year's Eve opening of a brand new ground up hotel. So I didn't get that perspective.
So we've been over the sports book. And the pool, which A+, A+. Mm-hmm. How about tell people about Garage Mahal, Derek's idea with some of the fancy cars. And Mitch pointed out, and Rob was there with the star lighting. With the light, you're each going to get, like, your car will have its own show.
That's the showroom on the second level. That's originally we called that gold parking, right? That's really for the top end players. And I think you're going to qualify every month. You'll re-qualify to get that parking. But I believe there's between 80 and 90 spaces. This is like having your car in a showroom floor. You have your own stall, lighting. There might be some artwork in there, music. It's just outstanding and a real incentive. Also, if people want to park their high-end cars there that come to town, you know, three or four times a year and want to drive them when they're in town, that'll be an option that's available to rent one of those spaces on a long-term basis. The Garage Mahal really a linchpin for the whole project in order to have parking. And Derek being able to purchase that land across the street there between Main Street and Plaza, that empty lot there, and build this magnificent garage that he wants to say the top garage in the world, right? He wanted it to be a sort of a beacon garage that people would come to, that would be exceptionally clean, well lit, and people would feel safe there, that they could park and provide all this for people that are coming in that want to visit our properties and visit downtown.
It's like a really grand way to welcome somebody to the property.
Yeah.
Okay, and you get out, they're automatically going to be in a good mood. They're like, man, this place rocks.
The whole first level is really designed for rideshare, which a lot of properties don't have that advantage. It's very hard for rideshare to get in and out. This whole first level is rideshare, and then you have, of course, the bridge across on the second floor that gets you into the casino. And by the way, when you walk across the bridge, oh, here's the three-story sports book on your right as soon as you get in.
Yeah.
It's a big reveal.
The view from the rooms that will overlook the pool, that's what I can't wait to see what it's going to look like when it's a finished product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's say you go out until 4 o'clock in the morning here. You're a little hungover. It's a college football Saturday. You wake up in your room like at 11, whatever. All you have to do is look at the pool, and there's that massive screen spread out into who knows how many games.
Probably some good people watching there, too, from your room.
I'm going to guess that might be the case.
Looking at that pool deck, yeah. And there you're going to have all the games. See that huge screen, which you can split up 16 ways. That screen, for those of that have been to the Downtown Event Center, the outdoor venue, that's three times the screen of the screen where we watch the Knights games at those watch parties for 5,000 or 6,000 people. So it's massive, and you guys saw the framing for just how big that screen is.
Yep.
And how many ways can you split the one in the book?
I think
Did you say 32?
There's a lot of different designs. You can put one in the middle and then all around it. You can make three main games. It's really interesting the way that you can contour that board.
Oh, the technology.
Mm-hmm.
People that come up with these ideas.
We flew to South Dakota. Here's a plug for Daktronics. There's the one that built those screens.
That's where they're located?
South Dakota, wow. Yeah. We flew to South Dakota and went through their whole factory and the whole process and their different type of products, how pixelated it is and the quality you get. And it's very interesting how these screens are built and the technology right behind it.
CircleLasVegas.com. As Mike said, you get the reservations and the prices for the sports book and also the pool coming soon. Plug social media. Get the Winnie the Pooh Instagram, the playbook.
Well, that's Poker Mike 73. Yeah, we try to get the playbook up there. That's
beautiful.
That's more stories and all that, videos and pictures. And you do a great job. Bill 80 does running your account there. Paulie does Vegas with the dog.
Paul doesn't
stars.
Even know how to log into his account.
No.
It's all Bill 80.
The girlfriend was on there. There was a picture at dinner from across it. I said, why is she having dinner with Bill 80? I mean, I know Bill 80 posted it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Poker Mike 73 is the Instagram. And and obviously, Mike Palm Circus, the Twitter handle.
Okay,
good to see you, pal.
Oh, it's tremendous.
Good luck today.
First time we've been in studio, all three of us together, in I think 13 weeks.
Oh!